Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Angels and the Miraculous. This book is a big hit with our readers. It's all about miracles, divine intervention, amazing coincidences, those unexplainable, unexpected surprises that change the lives of people from all walks of life. Today we're going to talk about love that never dies, in the form of the mysterious appearances of birds after the loss of a loved one. In our first story, Valerie Archel tells us that her mother had just passed away, and she was handed a small sealed envelope by the funeral director. Inside it was her mother's necklace, the one that she never took off, a thin gold box chain with a hummingbird pendant. Valerie's mother loved birds, and hummingbirds were her favorites. Starting in early spring, she hung nectar feeders throughout her garden, which was overflowing with flowers that would attract hummingbirds. The yard was filled with hummingbirds well into September. Valerie says, "My mother tried desperately to share her love of hummingbirds with my children and me. She purchased feeders, planted flowers, and even made her own special recipe nectar to attract them. But to no avail. The hummingbirds would never visit our yard, although she kept trying for 7 years. On the morning of her mom's memorial service, Valerie put on that gold chain with the little hummingbird pendant. She hoped that necklace would give her the inner strength to get through the day. After the service, Valerie made up an excuse and left to go home for a bit before rejoining the family for a meal. She cried the whole way, and when she got home, she started to bring in some things from the car. And that was when she heard a buzzing sound. She thought it was a bee, so she rushed away from the sound, dropping her purse in a hurry. When she went to pick up her purse, she heard the buzzing again and made a mad dash for the door to get away from the bee. But it wasn't a bee at all. When she actually looked at the source of the noise, it was the most stunning emerald green hummingbird she had ever seen. It lingered just inches from her face before it circled her. And then she saw a second hummingbird. It had been more than 7 years without a single hummingbird visit. And now, on the day of her mother's funeral, they arrived. Valerie says, "It's been 15 years since my mama's been gone, and those little buzzing beauties have visited every year since, bringing with them long-awaited blessings of comfort I so look forward to."
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Anna Smith shares another story about grieving for her mother and finding comfort in the appearance of a bird. She starts her story by being woken up by a bird at 5 a.m. After 20 minutes of listening to the relentless sound, she got out of bed and shuffled down the hall to her office. It was still dark outside, but that bird was chirping away. And then there was a thump, like the sound of a snowball hitting the window. but it was a black and white bird sitting on the window ledge looking right at Anna. Neither of them moved for a minute or two. They just stared at each other, and then the bird flew away. The same thing happened the next morning. Anna says, "This is when that conversation I had with my mother 6 months prior, the one I pushed aside the day before, could no longer be ignored. Mom and I were talking about life, death, and life after death. It was a frequently discussed topic. Near the end of her journey, Mom was preparing for her grand exit. Her last wishes and funeral plans were written down with copies made for each of her four children. Her self-penned obituary was in a clearly marked folder. The practical details were taken care of as only Mom could. But the emotional stuff, the fears, regrets, and wishes for those left behind, were still unprocessed." Anna asked her mother if there was life after death to give her a sign, perhaps come back as a bird. Her mother promised she would do that if it were possible. Now, 3 months after her mother's passing, Anna was having this experience with the bird, which came every single day. If it was her mother, it was a little early in the day, but Anna figured it was the only time that the bird would have her to itself. Anna says that bird became a regular part of her life. She learned to recognize it among the other birds when day broke and they were all awake. And amazingly, when Anna moved her office to a different room in the house, the bird followed her, appearing at the new window. Anna says, "A year and a half has passed and she's still around. Now we have a solid bond. Nowadays, I wave to her. I talk to her and thank her for coming, but I make sure to maintain my distance. Oh, I would like nothing more than to venture close enough for the bird to land on my shoulder, but I'm afraid. Better a mom in a tree than getting close and discovering the bird is nothing more than a desperate wish to keep Mom close. But one thing I do know, if I had a chance to turn back time, that one request from my mother right before her death would be different. If I ever woke up and saw a giraffe in my yard, then I'd know for sure." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Angels and the Miraculous. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book, which you can find wherever books are sold, including Amazon. You can also sign up for our newsletter. You'll receive a free Chicken Soup for the Soul story every day in your email. And please come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories about miraculous bonds from this new book about angels and the miraculous.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.